When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Hey, you're listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show with Phil Iazetta. We're bringing you today's best comedy and entertainment personalities. Now your host, Phil Iazetta.
Joining us on the 5-Minute Talk Show hotline is a man, and I don't want to feel like I'm making you feel older than you already are. I have been a fan of yours for so many years, as far back as I can remember, from MTV, the Tom Green Show, Freddie Got Fingered. I mean, I am a true fan, Tom. So when I heard you were part of this Kaboo Festival, first of all, I would think you would name something like this because I still don't know what the hell the thing means. It's going to be in Del Mar. You talk about just entertainment personified, the Bengals, Blind Melon, the Cult. It's like a 90s who's who. And you were going to be on stage with a very difficult time slot, 1:45 in the afternoon on the IFC Humor Me stage. Tom, how are you going to get everyone's attention in the middle of the day in beautiful Del Mar?
You know what? We're going to have a wild and crazy time, you know? It's fun. You know, I'm excited to be there. You know, I've done quite a few rock festivals over the years. I like doing big events like this. And I bring a pretty big energy to my stand-up show. So I think we're just going to have a good time. You know, I'm loving it. I love doing stand-up. I started doing stand-up when I was a teenager, before the MTV show. And, you know, I've just really, in the last 10 years, I've just been kind of having a blast touring the world, really doing stand-up. So we're going to have fun.
No, let me tell you, as I said before, I'm a huge fan of anything you do. I mean, from your music videos, we'll talk about that later. But the stand-up, I mean, you are really taking this seriously now. I know a lot of other guys do stand up as, you know, a hobby from you know, here and there, but you're really touring all over the place. I'm looking at your schedule. You're at the Comic Strip. You're doing the Kaboo Festival. Then you're going to be in Vancouver, British Columbia doing stand up. Then Austin, Texas. Then back to California. So, Tom, when did you, because I saw you in Vegas a while back, and it was when you really started getting back into stand-up, I think. Is it where you want to be, or probably not? You're always working at it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that's amazing about stand-up comedy is that you have a nightly, show that you can go up and experiment and invent things and try new ideas. And so, like, I live in Los Angeles here, and, you know, when I'm home, I'm jumping up at the Laugh Factory tonight. I was at the Comedy Store last night. You know, it's a great sort of energy in the comedy scene right now. So it's kind of like, it's very addictive, man. Like, I got to be almost on stage every night because I love it. But, you know, there's lots of stuff going on in the world right now. My show's not political. I don't really get into talking too much about politics. I do talk a little bit about the president because I know Donald Trump because he fired me on the Celebrity Apprentice. So, you know, I have a few gags about that, but it's not like this sort of relentless political show. It's a silly show. I like to comment on a lot of things that are happening in my life. You know, my life is interesting. You know, I'm 48 years old. I don't have any kids. I'm traveling around the world doing stand up, and there's plenty of material there for me to make fun of just when I'm talking about myself.
Oh, without a doubt. I just can't believe that people were hammering you. You just mentioned the name Donald Trump these days, and they hammer you. It doesn't matter what you're saying. I had the same experience, you know, not obviously to the scale that you did with Donald Trump, but I worked with him when I worked for Howard Stern back in New York. And I got to be honest, the guy was great to me. He was very funny. And when you look at it through the eyes of a comedian's lens, I think he's just having fun with people when he says stuff, just to goat people, just to see what it'll do to them. And, you know, because I love comedy, I love watching people go crazy. I don't know about you, but it's kind of fun.
Yeah, no, it's fun watching a guy go crazy, except maybe when he's got his finger on the nuclear button. But, you know, again, I don't want to talk politics. But, you know, it would be nice to see Trump maybe get into stand-up, maybe. You know, that would be cool. Maybe he should start touring, hitting the clubs, you know. I'd love to see him hop up on stage at the Chuckle Hut in Poughkeepsie, you know. Maybe that would be a little bit more comforting, knowing that he was doing that. But listen, again, now we're talking politics, and that's something I don't really like to do.
No,
you know,
let's get off it. In fact, I'm
Canadian. This is your problem. Right.
Well, I was thinking that could be your next music video, you know, because I Want to Be Friends with Drake, to me, I thought was one of the most hilarious things I've seen in years. Just the fact that you did it in Singapore and the video, if people haven't seen it, they need to go to TomGreen.com to watch it. Maybe that could be your next video, maybe trying to convince Donald Trump to leave politics and get into stand-up.
Yeah, you know, it's like you said, though, like the second you start talking about that, the internet is just so divisive.
Right.
And I'm trying to keep a positive atmosphere, positive environment in my social media. And, you know, like I'm on Instagram all the time. I like it. I'm on my Facebook and my Twitter. I like talking to fans around the world, and I just don't like it to devolve into this negative space. So exactly. Even though I do feel strongly about my, you know, beliefs and my politics, and I just try not to ramble on and on about it in my comedy, you know?
And I think it's a good thing. And I think that's what people want to see when they go to Kaboo. They don't want to see politics because we're getting it everywhere else. I mean, when a guy like you is on stage, though, you never know what can happen. And that's the one thing I love about stand-up. And that's the one thing I love about live comedy. And that's why people need to go to Kaboo, check this out, or anywhere you're going to be from here on out. Because Tom Green, to me, you're one of the last free speech guys out there who actually says what he means. Even though you do get some flack, it's not going to change who you are, because even though we're the same age, you're never going to lose your soul and your spirit, I think. I hope.
Yeah, you know, look, I love the people, and I've been doing this a long time. You know, my show was on MTV in 1999, so it's been 20 years I've been in American television. I did the show in Canada before that, so I've really been doing this for 30 years. And you know, I love it. I love, you know, when I go do my shows, people will come to see me because they like my stand-up. But then I also love talking to people after the show about, you know, favorite bits they remember from MTV. A lot of people, you know, are coming to my stand-up shows, remember being in, like, high school when they were watching the show on MTV. And,
right.
And we, you know, so there's a lot of nostalgia there, too, which is cool. And I embrace that because, you know, I have a lot of fond memories of it, you know, of painting, you know, pornography in my parents' car, or doing the bum bum song, or you know, getting rapped about by Eminem and Slim Shady. I mean, there's just so many funny stories and things that I've had happen over the years that I like traveling around the country and just hanging out with people and having some laughs with everyone, you know?
And I think that's why everyone loves you so much, because you're just associated with a good time. I don't know anyone who honestly can say your name without smiling. And that's gotta be the biggest compliment anyone could give you.
Well, it's nice to hear, you know. I mean, you never really know, because, you know, you can, you know, in this business, like I said, you know, you can get haters on the gram, you know, and you can, you know, what one hater on the gram can, like, make you feel bad, you know, all day when you really have, you know, hundreds of people telling you that all this, you know, funny stuff. So it's nice to hear you say that. I appreciate it.
Oh, God, I appreciate you just hearing the way you speak. I mean, just your voice alone. Tom Green, that's why everyone's got to check him out. TomGreen.com. As I said, Kaboo Festival is going on the 13th to the 15th. He'll be on stage Saturday the 14th, 1:45 in the afternoon. So if you're making it to Kaboo, please buy tickets. You're not going to be upset. This guy on stage for 1 hour, I mean, you're going to be exhausted by the time you're done with this show, because that's what you are. You make my ribs hurt. You make my face hurt in a good way. Laughter truly is the best medicine for anything that ails you. And right now, I think people need to laugh more than ever.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. life is too stressful as it is. We got to go and have a good time. And I appreciate the energy of the audience. I mean, it's therapy for me, you know, it really is.
Speaking of life being short and having to make the most of it, a guy who we lost just about, 2 months ago, Rip Torn. I adore him. Everything he's ever done, it's like you, his career, just one of those people who has a soft spot in my heart. What was your experience like working with Rip and what a loss it is for entertainment itself?
He was just such a classic character, you know, and it was such a great actor. And, he's always had such an edge to him, too, which is exciting, you know, because, he played my father in Freddy Got Fingered. I wrote that movie and directed it. So, it was I was working with him on a very, intense and, up close and, way, I wasn't just acting with him. We were working on all the scenes together, and he was really, really cool. You know, I mean, I don't think anybody could have played that character, my angry, aggressive father, in the movie better than him. And, we shot the movie up in Vancouver actually. And, he'd go out on the weekends, on his days off, and he'd go out to some stream somewhere and catch salmon and then bring in these fresh salmon that he caught for the crew, and they cook it up for us. And he was a class act.
Well, speaking of class acts, you are definitely at the top of that list for me, my generation. Thank you so much for everything you've ever done. And I also have to throw this in because I never remember watching SNL and watching a skit, no matter who it was in, who was in it, where the main characters didn't utter a word and they stole that entire episode. People are still talking about that. You and Will Ferrell, the Bald Eagles. Do people come up to you and still mention that by chance, or is it just me?
I've got some people that definitely remember that crazy episode of Saturday Night Live that I hosted. It was an exciting time, because at the time my show was hot on MTV. I had a lot of youthful naivety and confidence that was maybe misplaced. And, I went in there and asked them if I could sort of write some sketches. And, Lorne Michaels said, sure, yeah. And they kind of let me make it a little bit like a weird episode of SNL. So I have a lot of fond memories of that. And it was certainly a huge honor to be able to host Saturday Night Live. I grew up, very inspired by the show, and with Lorne Michaels being Canadian and so many great SNL cast members over the years being Canadian, it was sort of like something that Canadians also, have a lot of pride about SNL, with Dan Aykroyd and yep. Martin Short and John Candy and Mike Myers and all of the incredible Canadian talent that's gone through there. So it was pretty exciting time.
It was an exciting time. For the one period of my life, briefly, I wanted to be Canadian because of you, Tom Green. So you have that going for you. Tom Green,
yeah.
One of the best ever. I'm telling you, you stole that episode of SNL. All the other sketches, yes, you hosted it, but you really showed what a true comic you are. And again, thank you for everything you've done. TomGreen.com. Check him out at Tom Green Live on all the socials. As he said, the gram, you got to check him out. September 13th, yeah. 15th, Caboo in Del Mar. Saturday the 14th, though, 1:45, Tom Green. Thank you again, Tom, for the time.
That's amazing. Thank you. Cheers.
You've been listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep listening at 5minutetalkshow.com.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.